Now we can proceed with
the next
the
topic.
second topic. Okay, so I'll briefly demonstrate what we were thinking about regarding interactive commenting on the IFRS taxonomy, and we'll dive into some questions and discussion. So the aim of this session is to explore an interactive mechanism we could use for the IFRS taxonomy. We would like to hear your views on or experience of using such feedback mechanism. Currently, we receive few comments, letters, on proposed changes to the IFRS taxonomy. So, for example, the formal comment letter, which we utilize currently, is its structured way of commenting on the changes to the IFRS taxonomy. Such comments are publicly available and are stored in the comment letter database. This mechanism of formal commenting is consistent with the IFRS taxonomy due process. So the current process, after public consultation is closed for public comments, there is no formal mechanism to receive informal feedback. So such comments are sent normally largely through email or conversations. Unfortunately, we do not hold public records of such feedback. We think that such feedback is important since capturing views of people who actually use the IFRS taxonomy, and such comments can actually help improve the IFRS taxonomy. And new changes resulting of such feedbacks will still follow IFRS Foundation due process. Going further, we are looking for an interactive public feedback platform which allow users to, for example, view the IFRS taxonomy content, comment on this content, and I'm talking here about each individual component of the IFRS taxonomy. So, for example, on extended link roles, labels, balance attribute, for example. And potentially, users could view comments submitted by other users. I would like to note here that such solution will not replace public consultation on the on a proposed IFRS taxonomy update, but rather complement it. So, one more thing to point out here, it will not provide additional implementation guidance. It's more feedback on for us, not for users, how to use the taxonomy. It's more commenting on what is existing within the IFRS taxonomy. So, what are available technical options at the moment? One of the options is to develop a bespoke software which potentially can be integrated within an existing platform such as EIFRS, or we can provide this platform as a standalone service. The advantage of such option is the software can be fully integrated with existing internal processes, but on the other hand, such development might be costly. And we put some rough estimate of 6 up to 12 months of development time for such a solution. And the other option that we kind of might explore is would be to use an off-the-shelf product which can be available immediately, but it comes with the price, since such solution might not cover all requirements. So we have two questions regarding this solution. Do you think that a new interactive feedback platform could encourage more users to comment on the IFRS taxonomy? And secondly, if, in your view, what are the key user functions such as such a platform should have? And I think the first question is quite important, and the second follows the first one. I think who was first, Michael?
Michael was first.
I think I shared earlier a comment that I would really see this kind of platform valuable. However, I was thinking about something even simpler on the practices on the guidance that we were talking earlier about. I think this is what really interests users from the Meet the Market meeting that was held in Frankfurt. We saw that most questions related to these practical implementation questions, not really specific technical details on the taxonomy. Therefore, it seems to me that the sort of like the design decisions about taxonomy and the feedback, the technical feedback that we collect during this kind of public consultations is shrinking and shrinking with time. And we should seek this kind of feedback from more focused technical bodies rather than the public audience. Whereas the public is much more interested in all the practicalities of implementing a particular taxonomy in a particular way, given particular regulatory context, for instance. That was what the ESMA meeting was overcrowded, actually, and people were standing there to listen to all the filing rules that come together with the taxonomy. I don't think there was any question that really, you know, attracted the audience to the technological aspects or the taxonomy aspects. It was more about this ruling. And similarly, I would say that in the context of IFRSs, this practice is particularly relevant, and simple commenting mechanism or simple electronic platform, ex-IFRSs, were this kind of approach which only merged elements by reference link base with the corresponding disclosure. There was nothing more really in this document, and it was a simple HTML page, but it allowed for business users to immediately see where the items are stemming from the particular disclosure requirement. So I think this kind of simpler even thing, not really that much targeted for the technical, would really fit.
Are you saying implementation kind of notes and implementation guides first, and then effort to provide a public comment feedback, like a continuous feedback mechanism? And even then, just make it simple, like, you know, don't go into the details of commenting on element of reference, element balance, or anything, just have a field for like commenting on element as a whole, kind of? Or
I mean, remember 10 years ago we had this approach with where we published the system, one of the systems for allowing people to comment on taxonomy elements. It was really rarely used. It's like if we obtained, you know, 10 comments per release of the taxonomy, that was really, really great. So
of course, but we're thinking, you know, now with ESMA and SEC, it might be different.
It might be. I'm not.
10 years ago, people were not ready to comment on the taxonomy, probably, and I think they are much more ready now.
Not sure though if with this effort that is necessary, it would be really possible to be implemented.
No overkill.
It will be an overkill. One additional tiny comment: there is a third option, at least partially covering the requirements. That's open source. I think it would be really good to take a look at this open source platform, which can be deployed for accepting comments and feedback. Mm-hmm. Some standard ones are already available, so perhaps it will mitigate a little bit the risk of establishing such platform.
Were you also suggesting more meet the market type of feedback sessions?
Yes, if we could target this kind of approach, which is much more practical, then I think this was, I mean, I would maybe let Michel to comment on that, because you know, he was the organizer of the Meet the Market event, but it really triggered a lot of attention because of its practicality, despite the fact that it's 3 years off from now, or two and a half.
I think this side was...
I thought it was Chi.
Okay.
Yeah. You had a comment?
The issue is you can't have so much comments. Is my understanding correct? So that you propose to some kind of the platforms The original issue was you can't collect so many comments about taxonomy.
Yes, plus we seek comments only at a specific time.
Yeah.
And we were thinking that if we open that period up to say you can comment at any time,
that will help us. But I think that basically to collecting comments is not only taxonomy issue, about the standards, all standards also have a difficulty, so that many the staff of the ISVs have so much outreaching to the when they are collecting the comments. So about taxonomies, I sent a comment letter when IS7 and was the due process. At that time, I had organizing some the discussion in Japan. So the collecting comments, anyway, you need some kind of outreach to some specific group. That's the kind of thing. Even though you provide any platform, it's quite difficult to discuss on the user side. So I don't deny to some other your this proposal, but at the same time, maybe you should better to have a more outreach for some other organizations.
It's a good point. Thank you.
So Michael, did you want to follow on from Michael's comment, or you had something different?
It's along the lines, but it's not exactly the same.
Okay, then we'll go over here. I thought you wanted to follow on. I think you were up next, Marshall.
You said in the slides that you're already getting informal feedback after the consultation process anyway, so I don't think a new platform would increase the feedback. I think it'll just be as we, over the next few years, we get more users, you'll get the feedback. Mm-hmm. With the FRC, we looked at having technology as a way to sort of get feedback as well.
Right.
And there's a bit of a worry there that one was the cost of sort of implementing it, and two, it could be a bit sort of wild west and uncontrolled. You get lots of people saying, how do I do this? How should I tag this? Rather than just the feedback you want. So if you do want to go down that path, make sure it's very clear what the scope of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And your choices in terms of, do you go for a bespoke tool or something off the shelf? If it's going to take 6 to 12 months to design and implement your own, get something off the shelf.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill?
I agree with the Wild Wild West comment. There will be some percent that aren't really applicable, but I think during the next, between now and end of April, maybe not now, but 2 months from now till the end of April, when they're doing the initial mapping of including all the footnotes for foreign private issuers for the SEC, they're going to get a lot of comments. That's just my prediction that, wow, because there's so much tagging going on and, with huge documents, that there's a lot of times when you stop and you go, the IFRS taxonomy group needs this tag or needs to do this or should have this or why not?
Well, at the moment, we don't even have a means of collecting such comments other than plain and simple, email to us.
Yeah. So I just think it'll be some valuable stuff within there when you take out the 20% that's Wild West and stuff.
But it's time sensitive.
Yeah, it's definitely time sensitive. At the end of April, all those comments will have vanished from people's minds and they go about their other business.
Okay.
Can I interrupt just the flow of questions and ask Lou something? From your experience with the US GAAP taxonomy, how many of these comments are actually comments that the team should take into account for design, and how many of them are comments which basically are sort of like a help desk to first-time users of the taxonomy and explaining them what should happen because they haven't read the guidance?
Yeah, go ahead, Lewis.
Very few.
Very few are help desk related. Part of that's because the comments started after all the initial mapping was done, I think, for the most part. But so be it. Yeah, very few are help desk type.
There are some, but very few.
And
usually those come through the top.
Over half are meaningful, would you say?
There's some. There's certainly. I don't have a percentage breakdown, but so we are. I guess I'm talking
about you as well. Yeah.
So we have one of those old systems you're talking about, and we might have done things a little differently if we had to start over, but not in any material way. It's been a very effective system. But I will tell you that while it's an off-the-shelf product, it's also been customized. The product itself hasn't been customized, but it's fully integrated into our system for tracking and making sure the comments get into our internal tracking system. So any comments that come in by topic, They automatically go into our internal workflow system. They're assigned to topic owners, and everything goes from there. I wouldn't give that system up. It's been very effective for us. We don't get to lose point. If we were at the beginning stages, where you guys are in the U.S. market, you're going to get a lot of comments. In the first couple of years we had the system, we were getting a couple of thousand comments a year. We don't get near that volume now. I just did a quick search in my files, and it looks like 400 or 500 over the last year. And I thought it was going to be less, because you don't think about it. You know, they come in here and there over the days. But it's quite effective for that. But I'll qualify this by saying, while it's been useful, and I wouldn't give it up, the most valuable input we get, so first off, most of those comments are coming from a handful of people. It's the same regular characters, pretty much. But it's accessible to them regardless of where they are in the world, so that's useful. And they can see the taxonomy, they can comment, whether it's the element name they comment on, the documentation level, that really doesn't matter. They'll use it, but from our perspective, that's less important than they're telling us, you know, what it is that they think needs fixing or adding or what have you. What is most important is that our most valuable feedback comes from really a handful of individuals and organizations that are most engaged in what we're doing and provide us constructive feedback on a regular basis. That's both from the preparer service provider side of the equation, as well as from users of the data, where we have a lot of interaction. Users of the data seldom, if ever, put any comments into our online tracking tool. But we have a lot of conversations with them one-on-one to understand the modeling choices we're making and what's, you know, we'll get an email from some of our users saying, this is just flat out wrong. I wish I could get them to use the system, but you take it where you can get it. The other piece that I think is the most important part of this whole discussion. For preparers, the taxonomy is just way too abstract for them to get their head around for commenting. And this gets back to your point about guidance. We get much more engagement, not just with the preparers, but with the service providers, when we have an implementation guide. The implementation guide goes out in draft, and the comments just start to pour in. And that's because it's tangible. They can see what is expected of them in terms of how they're going to use the taxonomy, and you have a whole conversation around that. You give them a taxonomy, and they say, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is the comments that you get through there, they're kind of nitpicking, you know, and it's like, oh, you definitely need an element here, or this definition seems a little off. They're not able to really see the modeling that you're trying to express. So I wouldn't give up that online tracking tool, but if I was setting my priorities and I had limited resources to solicit feedback, I'd be focusing more around the guidance, my outreach activities. Those are the places where we're getting the highest quality feedback.
Okay. Michael, you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I think it's really important to now take the opportunity of the foreign private issuers reporting in with the IFRS taxonomy, and to see what the experiences are, and then, well, hopefully a lot of the preparers or the service providers that prepare the XBRL filings for the service providers can provide input that can be taken into account to incrementally further determine where the IFRS taxonomy can be improved. So I think it's a very good thing to consider something like that. Regarding whether there is a necessity of a complex tool, I don't know. Probably what is important is to keep it as simple for those commenting to actually send something to you. Not a complex tool which has many features, but eventually people will have to learn again how to use it. then probably this is something that actually keeps people from commenting.
I can relate that I've used some interactive feedback tools and other closed working groups of taxonomists, and it's fair to say that up to and including today that I've used them in anger. generally given up and then found more traditional ways to send feedback through. I like the way you described that taxonomy is too abstract, and indeed, which element do you pick when you say you can't find an element? Which element do you pick when you say I found three perfectly good ways to tag the same fact to provide your feedback on? And in terms of collating the information, it was less useful. So I agree with what you said around keeping it as simple as possible, but also recognize that by using tracking functionality, much like you find on open source tools and GitHub and those sorts of things, you can create some rules for those that are giving you feedback that makes it easier for you to manage and to respond, and also demonstrate to the market that you're responding to feedback. A picture says 1,000 words, and some examples of illustrative feedback can be a powerful way of getting people to provide things in ways that are useful. Back in the very early UK mandates, there were some inline explorers news. So there were some spreadsheets which set out some examples of how to tag things, and some of the comments that came back modelled their examples of what they couldn't tag, for example, using the same spreadsheet format. And that was quite alluding, but also it was quite transparent in terms of what they were trying to describe and normal presentation. Perhaps now we might suggest that snippets and inline XBRL, for example, so being able to have attachments would be useful.
And let's say that it's a show for Marshall, but Marshall, maybe?
Just going to add to what Michael said in terms of outreach. You know, if we know there's 170 20F filers, perhaps put a plan in place, get the names of the companies, perhaps through the SEC, are you able to sort of reach out to them with a questionnaire, ask for detailed comments on the process they went through, speak to these two guys, their organisations, in terms of how it was for them in terms of doing all the work, and other providers, etc. But that might be where the effort's better sort of put, instead of spending time project managing a feedback tool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sure. You wanted to add to that, or?
So, answer yes, definitely. The feedback thing. Having said that, one just a couple of the observations. I think, first of all, you will not get probably feedback related specifically to the tag. Most likely, you will get feedback from so-called misunderstood concept. I'll give you a couple of examples using the US cap. So negated value and negated label. So people really is counterintuitive. And so you probably most likely gonna get questions. If you look at Edgar filing manual, section 6.15.3, talk about dash versus zero. But if you really read that language, people really, we actually caught up after 3 years to understand what is dash and what is zero? Should we tag or should we not tag? So you may get that kind of the question. And why? Because it's not explained in a plain English or in a layman's the language. And the second thing I think you will get, and a wonderful example is FASB when they introduce the specific the tag for cash flow discontinuing and continuing operations. So if the client actually put in cash flow, they don't say that cash generated by operating activity. They don't say continuing or discontinuing thing. But when the tag actually introduced, they specifically gave guidance that you should be using this particular tag if it is discontinued or continued. So what I'm trying to say that kind of the questions you will get more about this one, because it's not explained properly to the the filer. So my gut feeling is that I think you will not get any tag-related questions, but more other, like a more technical kind of a thing.
So again, it points to the fact that we should be more developing implementation guidance than the commenting platform. Actually, you know, it's
absolutely, and in a good plain English, you know, the language rather than so many confusing.
Okay.
It's a tiny note on the same, on the importance of this implementation guidance, the preparers guidance, and so forth. I mean, one other thing that we need to consider is the a little bit sort of like the GFM is a little bit outdated, given the, you know, all the context that has developed since it was established. And I think we may want to look at this document, revisit it, and see what technologies, what advancements have been made. I'm thinking about several in my mind. The OIM brings some new perspective, but also the development of the IFRS taxonomy. These rules, the global filing manual rules, which were, you know, sort of like jointly established between the IFRS, back then it was FASB, SEC, and the Japanese FSA, they were established quite a few years ago. So it might be worth looking at these rules and revisiting them in the context whether they are practical for, you know, for the upcoming challenges.
I think the GFM is now that document. It's a document.
We have no plans of updating that document.
I think that is
fully agree. But in the absence of anything else, it is currently used as sort of like the reference model. Yeah. So to reject some rules or push some rules into new documents.
Yeah, but I think we saw the regulators, they go their own ways about the rules. So I think we're kind of leaving it to the regulator at the moment, and we have no plans of regulating it anymore.
Yeah, I think within the scope for us, of us, it's really definitely we have to make sure that IFRS taxonomy content is used in the most appropriate way. So this really the issue, any implementation guidance, notes, outreach, etc. Now, with regards to the global filing manual, although there may be a need for having like something that describes the global filing rules so there's a little bit more consistency in implementation, this is not directly within the scope of the IFRS Foundation. But I believe, and I'm looking here at John and Paul here, I believe that there's a new task force that has been set up within XBRL International that's going to look at that more a little bit in depth. Is that correct, John? I understood that, yeah. So I think this will be look more talk to XBRL International, I think, on GFM rather than us at the moment. Yeah. I think also we really want Qingwan as well.
Okay. Thank you. We mainly about the proposals. It is important for the XBRL team to gather comments from different stakeholders of the IFRS taxonomy, but on the other hand, on the other side, we think it is also important to give the feedback to the stakeholders how the taxonomy team consider the comments they received during the development of the IFRS taxonomy, and they will encourage the public to involve more during the development process and to make the comments more interactive.
I think, in general, we always try to reflect on the feedback, mm-hmm. but as a matter of policy, I think we do not directly answer to each and single comment. So we more make a feedback statement that we summarize the comments and the actions taken, but we have no intention of answering each single comment. Just to put that in some kind of perspective, that's also why we are considering, you know, this interactive mechanism, because we are never thinking, oh, we get 2,000 comments, we're going to have to answer 2,000 times. We're thinking we're going to get the comments, some of them will be useful, some less, we're going to filter them out and then act on those that are actionable. I don't know if that's the word, but that should be actioned upon. And I think also, Luis, that's what you're doing.
I think our IFRS taxonomy due process that is being approved by the trustees, that really sees with two feedback loops. That's really on a public consultation. If we receive a large number of comment letters, we really now discuss the comments we receive when it relates to, like for instance, comments relating to the content that reflects the IFRS standards. We will have to bring it back to the board and will be discussed at a public session, and then we will then finalize the taxonomy. For comments that we receive on common practice, post-taxonomy updates for common practice,
We discussed that with the AVES taxonomy review panel. That is not a public session. However, our due process says that as well, that we really have to bring it back to a public forum like the IDCG, how we reflected on these comments. That's why so this morning, when Rachel did her presentation, we told you what were the comments we received on the proposed taxonomy update for agriculture, etc. Now, for the IT, another feedback loop we have is the IDCG. Now, for the, we very much welcome your comments. We are not going to, again, comment or give feedback on each individual comment. However, in the new due process as well, we will bring back at the public session of the IPCG a summary of the feedback we received and how we address the feedback we received. So there are three different processes to handle different types of feedback and different types of content. And so thank you very much, Ingram, for raising it.
That addresses your comment.
So just a couple of ideas here. First of all, when we get comment letters, are they structured? I know Michael's are because I've looked at them. Ours aren't, generally, and I don't think yours are either. And I don't think the FASB's are. So step number one, maybe we should structure the comment letters. Number two, maybe we should have a multiple mechanisms to receive comments that are contextually related. So not just to regulators, not just to standard setters, not just to taxonomies, but to the supply chain. And if somebody wants to make a comment, maybe they should have an option as to where it should go. What's the context for that? Is it a letter? Is it a review of the financial statements in the inline viewer? Is it multiple methods? Maybe we need a taxonomy for comments. So that we could enable it to be passed through multiple vehicles, and allow the person who's writing the comment to direct it as such. So I shared with the staff here a summary of a rulemaking set of comments that we received that were structured, where we received over a million letters. What I sent you is pictures that were summarized in an interactive manner in a matter of hours. So the fundamental point is that short of shame on all of us for not structuring our comment letters. And the only people I've seen do it is ESMA. The SEC is not doing it. I'd love us to do it, but we're not right now. So maybe there's a message there that, you know, the IFRS community could actually facilitate the idea among the regulators by giving us tools and methods. You don't need to give us any, but a message, you know?
Yeah. Sorry.
Just feedback on that quickly. I agree with your remark regards to the comment letters for the supply chain. Indeed, most comment letters that end up in a regulator should really have gone to a software vendor or two. But to pick up on Michael's point, the global filing manual. Yes, there's a sub-working group of the Best Practice Board that's looking at filing rules and manuals. The scope of that group at the moment is still very much being decided, but I doubt that they're going to redraft the global filing manual in any capacity. What they are looking at are the challenges at the moment presented by the fact that there are very different sets of rules in play around the world and how that impacts the data quality and those sorts of things.
One comment to clarify, because around a week ago or 2 weeks ago, the global filing manual was still on the website of ISB. It is not anymore. Is there any communication about it? Because
it was 2011 version. We never updated it for years.
But it's like we did ask the dominant file of the whole
website.
So one of the things we did was with the AVES taxonomy, okay, which type of content really should be republished on the new website. There are other things that systems are not available anymore. Things that we have like Q&A or some kind of snapshot, okay, what is XBRL? Mm-hmm. We decided, okay, what is XBRL? Is really best handled by XBRL International. So the education material you have on what is XBRL is
And I'm not asking about the publication on the website. I'm asking about the implication for the regulators who want to use this, even if it is outdated, as a reference model, as a basis, which they can amend. And this is, according to my knowledge, the current consideration in at least two projects, of which one is actually the project manager in the room. Therefore, I'm asking whether there was any communication from ISB that this is something that is outdated, is no longer going to be sustained, or is it something that happened, you know, a little bit on the side, because it affects the way how these projects should go on for the future. There is, in the public space, there was only GFM and EFM, which is the European Filing Rules, developed by the CEN. So these are the two, so to say, guidances, if you will, for regulators, which they can amend, of course, they can adapt, they don't need to apply as they are, but at least these are reference models. So I think we also should be very consistent about this communication out to the market, because it's sort of like, it seems that it was removed, but there was no communication that this is not anymore the direction that, for instance, the regulators should be going about it.
I think what happened there was simply it was a document that we looked at as part of our website revamp. We took that document off. Perhaps we can take it offline to talk about any concerns that you have about the removal of that document.
And it wasn't fully our document. It was a document that was created by Interoperable Taxonomy Architecture Group in 2000 and whatever the year was. So we hosted it. We were involved in creating it, but we were not, you know, fully the owner of the document.
Sure. So I can understand that right now this document should not be understood as any basis for the regulators, and that's sort of like the official position of ISB.
We don't have an official position of the ISB on that document. I think if you want to talk about it further, we can take it offline.
Right.
Go ahead, Chief.
Maybe Michael's point is not about the GFM. Maybe Michael wanted to say that maybe it's better to have some kind of a discussion to update or some kind of filing more you know, de facto standard filing manuals. Because GFM is already, I think, up to, you know, that old. Mm-hmm. So that what you wanted to say is the currently existing GFM, maybe you wanted to say, suggest to people to discuss those the procedures again, if my understanding correct. How do you think?
I think we can take it offline as this concerns the availability of that. I think for the preparer's guide, you know, some of these rules can be probably discussed to be taken into account. Some of them are applicable. But anyway, this would be important for a few projects, so I think we should debate it.
Okay, I think we've exhausted the questions and we are running a bit behind. Anything more from your end?
No.
For yeah. The athletic?
No, yeah, thank you.
Any last words from the staff?
No, I just want to
thank you.
Exactly what I want to say. I just want to thank you very much again for all your contributions today. It has been really useful. I think there's quite a lot of feedback that we can take back and reflect upon, and we will update you at future calls. So thank you again very much for coming.
Good. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Okay.
Thank you.
And thanks for the folks that are still on the call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sit back and relax while you wait for your team to join the meeting.